Kevin plan. yesterday. You had one last week, you didn't have one yesterday.
Right.
So now we're coming off of one this week, which is all good. Next question you have.
Good.
GOP leadership.
I might suggest that we show that I say thanks for this week, rather than doing it on Tuesday. Sorry, so I think we're going to keep well for a little on Thursday. No, that's me, it's just on Tuesday right now. But I'm feeling, too, that they will feel there. But if you enjoy having that in my Bob, every 2 weeks, and I think we should do it regularly every 2 weeks, then if we, see if we can be Bob, and then the NSC will come whenever he needs it. Once a month, maybe. Once every 2 weeks, when I have to try.
Yeah.
That you pretty much have to do.
On the law.
But that just doesn't work to do it on a regular, he doesn't have, he doesn't have anything. That's not a right view now as a, scene.
Yeah.
Because we are, we started going around and around on this thing, and I, this morning, I went going with endless speed, right? They had the idea that I should go out next week and speak to the Disabled American Veterans Convention. I did not do it. They don't know that organization. That is a real rally group. The DAV, you see, it's a group of sort of malcontents that belong to the Legal Legion of the others. It's just not the right place to go.
Only the,
I know,
and that was a veterans speaking, but,
the point on
disabled,
it's a disabled point. But I didn't, what I meant is, I want you to know the reason here. I don't want them to know the reason. I don't know the DAV like that. And it's not the right thing to do.
That one step worse than the AMBETS.
Well, the AMBETS actually are, sort of an offbeat group. They're kind of with us.
But the first time is not that they've got a strong,
on the brink, basically, of being, always in opposition. I just don't want to be, I just don't think we should do it. I think somebody else, that's your, the other thing is, we can tell you that the city, simply not, but I did approve, Russian gymnastics, and so did, in fact, I mean, we wrote Russian China for foreign policy, or you can't really,
that's the other reason you're suggesting.
Well, the other reason is we're focused on the church, picture.
Yeah.
And that, and Russia's been a picture, nobody else will. Be Valera's son or anybody like that has never been a goddamn thing. Or Mrs. Marshall stuff that got Russian gymnastics. So we might have, we all always pick those foreign policy things when we get some picture. I turned down, for example, and this is my third policy here, the domestic council people. I can see the lawyers that work on the working out on this crime bill thing for their work. And I'm not going to do that. Okay, but I don't think that's right. What I meant is, that is not the right use of my time. So I told Steve other than I said, now look, we've got all the odds and we've been very good. But what I would do, on the other hand, if he's got a congressman like a Domenici coming, or a senator, or 4, 5, or 6, or 7 like that, I would do it because that's something in it for us. But right now, we have gone the extra mile thanking our people and saying goodbye to our people and having pictures with our people and all the rest. I think it's great. I'd like to do it. But I feel now we must use the time for me to think and work on the important things and hitting the targets. And of course, the Russian gymnastic being framed before our community. That makes sense to you?
Yep.
So that's the reason I handled the question.
Yeah, except that I had to do it.
You had to do it.
The point was you were going to be doing it originally. was it that having done the radio speech, you could then just lob this one in? You know, is it what part you were taking?
I didn't realize it left it on. You didn't do a very small problem. Because then I'm not worth having my speech
setting up for.
I do not think it's worth, frankly, my doing this meeting as much as it would have been.
I don't mind doing it. Let's go back to that federal design thing, because that gets to a point.
It does, or it doesn't.
Well, it's a question. Do you want to try and get some credit out of this, out of what you're doing here, or don't you? And you went along with Moynihan scheme for a while now, and you're all playing on the mall and all that sort of stuff. Now, that is something that they're trying to push for, because they think you want. And they're pushing for the bicentennial. Completion stuff.
And frankly, much of the White House redecoration is part of that, you know.
It seems to me that's worth your while. You are getting, it's not my key mileage, but it is mileage out of it.
Maybe that's something that is worthwhile from that standpoint.
And you're leaving stuff not because you give an in about Washington City, but because of the people in
the country who come.
Right.
Are you a good adjustment? I was thinking, frankly, of this page, generally. I don't like the Polish jackassery, you know, where people say, well, send the tape for this, that. Not that for an old man, it's about to have something 100 years old, if I never mind. But, generally speaking, the tape to be read at the beginning of a meeting and so forth, just send a message and have somebody else read it. Agree?
Yeah.
Or do you not agree?
I do.
Okay.
Absolutely. I tape is a very, well, it's an easy way, it's a hell of a lot better than doing a film.
Never.
Yeah, we quit doing those.
I think we're getting this in very good shape. You know, it's been good in the first 60 days of the second term, which is what we're almost doing now. Good experiment a bit, haven't it? You know, we fill the schedules, we've done the big max and all that sort of thing. God, we bring down and congressmen and senators into the ground of our ears. Funny thing is that it's not that it's too long, essentially. It can't be one day. But the point is that it's long in the sense that it's a little bit, it's just wearing to be up all the time. You have to be up for everything. Whether it's meeting the day wide or something else. You can't be. And others have a chance for you to. Your thought is that we should bust it every 3 weeks now.
Okay. And I wouldn't worry about doing it every 2 weeks with the
out of events.
I mean, I'm sorry. But it should be, the normal pattern should be more than three. You know, it'll be depending on how the events break. If
you just break longer.
2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, get out.
So let's, coming back to these things, let's do the, you know, the opt-in things around the room for Trump and God, or about me. Let's concentrate on God and Congressman. That's what's needed. And on the basis of kind of really making the targets, and now I'm drawing in a liberal, this sort of appears that we're doing. So clear. Now many steps are going to go like, Chad, if you have any different feelings about this, we should check with Clinton Office.
No,
we have a senior proper guidance. See, he comes in, he should, and if I keep it on you, and you shouldn't even bother with whether or not I do a tip or anything, just submitting how serious I am. The point is that he gets the general guidance. That would help a great deal when they come in. Oh, won't you do this or that? Well, we're not going to do it, so you can talk with them.
That's really all of that is Dave Parker's doing rather than Steve. transition, which is their whole thing, providing skill training to military personnel who are going to be discharged in the vocational veterans business, that would be an easy stop, kind of depending on how we're helping the Vietnam veteran. Right on the way out, gives you a story that day. It would be a stop at Forbes Air Force Base, so we could open the thing so people could be there to see the arrival, and you could do a 20-minute look at the program staff. And
I saw your
job and get back on the phone.
Get your room. The main person that you saw in the factory is not what we do with the crowd.
You get some people at the airport, but you'd also get to go to
Chicago somewhere.
Well, getting to Chicago is pretty easy because there's always stuff going on there.
You can consider something, you can check Chicago at this point. Let's see if there's any other city, though, that we haven't been to at all.
Yeah, two. combined it, but I've compared ours to ours, gallons to gallons.
Right.
On the nighttime press conferences, on prime time, televised. What, up 4, down 2, down 9. But the down 9 is fair because that was after the November 3rd. You went up 11 and then you dropped off 9. Or you just can't play the press conference for the drop. But you went down 9 after that one. Up 2, down 6, down 1, up 6, up 1. What it says is that they didn't affect, they affect them as much negatively as positively if they are the effect. Question is, are they the effect?
Or they do have a few events, or is it as hard as you
The one where you went up? One where you went up 4, I think you really did go up 4, but the European trip was in that too. One where you went down 2 points was after the midway meeting with 2.
Yeah.
Was the other big event in that period, and that should have caused you to go up, not down.
Maybe.
But it went down.
No, meeting with him was not popular.
The one where you went down 9 was reaction after the
November
3rd up 11, so that doesn't. Right. The one where you went up 2, it was nothing. It was nothing but the night press conference stuff. There was no other television or anything else, no event. The down 6 was a time where there was no other television event and where you did a lot of travel in the country. It was after Cambodia. It was in May or June or something. When you'd gone up 6 at the end of Cambodia to 61, and then you dropped 6 back to 55.
Maybe that was a split, though. Remember, I had that when I went up 6 a little bit. Now you have to analyze the effect of the in-office. I mean, the one-hour specials.
Okay, well, it's a network interview. Shot you up 6 on that.
Yeah.
The conversation later that year went up 6 also.
That was a 3.
And the Howard Smith interview, which was a period where you did the Today Show, the Whitney Young funerals, incidentally. The Eisenhower when you went down 2, the Whitney Young when you went down 10, and the J. Edgar Hoover when you went down 2, all of them were on television, and after all of them went down.
Yeah. I think we had a conversation in here. Go ahead.
big enough television events to change things. Because they don't, and this is pure speculation,
yeah,
but because there is, they don't change, the polls go up and down depending on the events. The press conference doesn't seem to make the difference. In other words, if you have bad events and you have a press conference, the things go down. If you have good events, the press conference go up. Trips, foreign trips, seem to change it favorably. And I would argue that that's because it's the kind of coverage that it is. It is speeches so much as it is events, activity. And the president doing it very well. It would be official.
You would, of course, therefore, try to have domestic trips be the same thing. In other words, the domestic trip basically would go in and read a bunch of goddamn regional meetings, you know, like Sioux City and all the rest. I don't think it helped you a damn bit. I think those are the birds. Sears, you remember all of them.
Well, you had a period where after the State of the Union in 70, and the AGW veto, and then the evening press conference, all of those big television.
Yeah.
A lot of television. You went up there. Then you went out and made a lot of trips and did some dinners here, a lot of activity. And you went down 10 points.
That was what year?
In 70, the early part of 70. Now that's.
I think those that was problems in Cambodia.
Well, there were not really, though. The Cambodian problems filled up after that.
But they needed the opposite of the reaction coming up before. Yeah.
wasn't for. Because the only thing on TV during that rating period, there was no change in the rating. No gain, no loss. You had the Dirksen eulogy, that was the only thing in that period, it went down too. You had the UN address, which was daytime, that was the only thing in that period, it went down too. You had the daytime press conference, the next period, it went down one. Then you had November 3rd, that shot you up 11. Then you had a nighttime press conference, it went down 9. Then you had a Vietnam announcement, and the Christmas tree thing went up 2. Then you had a rate period where you were not on television at all, and you went up 2. Then you had the very active period, State of the Union, HEW veto at night, and the nighttime press conference, and you went up 3. Then you had a period of no television. But a lot of trips, dinners and stuff went down 10. In another period of no television, but a lot of negative, like Laos and Cambodia getting bad and the postal strike, and you went down 3. Then you went on television on the postal strike, and you went up 2. Then you went out to Houston and Hawaii on the Apollo thing, and also had a Vietnam announcement, and went up 3. Then you had the Cambodia announcement that went down 3. And you had the stock, well, that was before Kent State. Then you had the student riots in Kent State and Hickel and all that, and went up 2. And then you had a nighttime press conference, and also that was a period of hard naps, and a lot of student dissent, and you went up 2 again.
Sorry,
I haven't gotten to that yet,
but that was the end of Cambodia's
city. Yeah, but before that, there was another rating period where you went on to the Vietnam announcement at nighttime, and you went on with the speech at the daytime television on the economy. Remember, you gave a daytime talk on the economic stuff, and you went down 4. Then you had the network interview, 3 interviews, and Cambodia ended, and you went up 6. Then in the period following that, you had a nighttime press conference and a fair amount of travel around the country. You went down 6. Then you had a period of no TV, but a lot of travel in California. And you went up 1. Then you had the Kansas State, a period where Kansas State, and that was carried on television at daytime.
Yeah.
You went up 5. But that, I'm sure, would have nothing to do with TV. I mean, I don't think it did. Then you had the next rating period, you had a Vietnam announcement. You had the Mideast crisis, Jordan, all that. And your European trip, your second European trip. And you went up 3. Then you had the UN again. This is the next year now. This is the campaign period, the UN, and the Phoenix speech was on television. You went down 5. Excuse me, down 2. Then you had a rating period with no television at all, and went down 5. And then you had a period where you did an evening press conference, the whole Christmas season, the Christmas tree, and a conversation, a network conversation, went up 6. And unemployment got bad. 6% unemployment, we did. And Cambodia was looking bad again. Inside, all the way down 10, no television. Then you gave the State of the Union, the nighttime State of the Union, and went up 4. Then you had a period of no television again. But there was a big uproar on Laos. That was when they were in Chipong. Now, the army was being defeated, and it was one of the specter of defeat periods in 73. So that was in 71. And the Des Moines trip. And all that, we went down 12.
But that didn't ever came back.
Sorry. Then in the next rating period, you had a nighttime press conference and went down 1.
But not in town, in our last station, I got to do for about a year.
That's right. And it hung right at 50. Now, there were some blips, though, in our poll. That's when Gallup stayed at 50. But we were polling, that was the year we did a lot of intensive polling. Remember, we polled after everything that happened. Just to kind of read things. Okay, you look at those. You had the little segment there where you did the Today Show, the Whitney Young, UOG, the Howard Smith thing, but also there was the Ardent Retreat. There was something that knocked you down, though, it was Cali. That knocked us down, because we pulled right out of Cali with sentence, and we went down 10. Then you announced Cali was free at quarters, and we went up 13. Then you have another Vietnam announcement, and you have the China ping pong team, or China received our ping pong team, and we went down 2. Then we had a period with no television at all, went up 3. Another period with no television at all, but the China trade announcement and the start of the protest of the big veterans protest from the Vietnam veterans who were camping out there, we went down 4. You had a nighttime press conference and a quiet pro, and then we had the massive protest.
This is May Day.
May Day protest. That period, there was no change. Then the protesters were arrested. Remember, the several thousand of them and all that. And we went up 2. Then there was a period of no television and no major events and went down 3. Then you had the Saul announcement on daytime television. You did the LBJ library, which had a lot of coverage, and we had the railroad strike. And you went down 2. Then you had a nighttime press conference. But also some bad economic news. It was a tough economic time, and you went up 6. Then you had both the data. Well, we must be in early June of 79.
Remember, we tried to hold the printing, and we went to court, and the justice